All right, ready to dive into something amazing. We're tackling Michelangelo today.
A deep dive into Michelangelo.
You got it. But not just, like, the Michelangelo greatest hits. We're going in deep on the creation of Adam.
Oh, good pick. One of the most iconic images ever.
Right, from the Sistine Chapel ceiling.
See, everyone's seen it, but...
Coffee mugs, t-shirts.
Exactly. We're going way beyond that.
Exactly. So... To start, I mean, just get it out there. We're talking early 1500s, Michelangelo painting this incredible scene of God giving life to Adam.
You got it. Right there on the Sistine Chapel ceiling. Fresco, by the way, super hard to do well.
Oh, totally. But, okay, we've all seen the image. What's the deeper meaning here? What are we diving into?
Well, on the surface, it's that classic Bible story, Book of Genesis, creation of humankind. But Michelangelo, he wasn't about surface level.
Right, right. There's always more going on.
Always. And this piece, loaded with symbolism. Like, what if I told you some people think he hid an entire illustration of the human brain in this painting?
Wait, seriously? Like, he snuck in an anatomy lesson?
No kidding! Back in 1990, this physician, Frank Meshberger, he publishes a theory, and get this, it's in a medical journal, saying the shapes around God, they're not random, they match the human brain.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. How specific are we talking here?
Pretty detailed. Like the way the red cloth behind God is all swirly and folded, that's supposed to be the cerebral cortex, the outer part of the brain.
Whoa, I kind of see it. But come on, could Michelangelo have known that much about brains back then?
Well, this is the Renaissance, right? Artists were getting into anatomy, dissections, the whole bit. So it's not that far-fetched. And when you look, there's more. You've got the brainstem, maybe even the pituitary gland.
Hold on. I was going to need a diagram to keep up at this rate.
And we're just getting started.
It's like Michelangelo saying, hey, pay attention. This is more than just a pretty picture.
Right. Like God's giving Adam intelligence, consciousness, the whole package.
Makes you think, huh. But, okay, I got to ask. We've got symbolism, a hidden brain. Anything else we're going to uncover in this thing?
Oh, there's more. That red cloth, the one that looks like a brain to some. Some scholars see something else entirely.
Oh, don't hold out on me. What is it?
They say it resembles a uterus.
Whoa, wait a minute. Back up. What?
A uterus. Makes sense in a way.
Okay, I'm going to need you to explain this one.
Well, think about it. Divine creation, the miracle of childbirth. Michelangelo's making a connection.
So it's like God's both father and mother in this image.
Some interpret it that way. Even that green scarf hanging down, some say it's like an umbilical cord.
Okay, now my mind is officially blown. This is why I love these deep dives.
Right. Always something new to discover.
Totally. But we're talking about the human form here. What about that whole thing with Adam's extra rib? I read something about that.
Ah, yes. That little detail has caused quite a stir.
Well, yeah. It's a pretty big deal in the whole Adam and Eve story, right?
Exactly. Look closely at Adam's torso. You'll see what looks like an extra rib.
Which, biblically speaking, shouldn't be there unless...
Unless Michelangelo was hinting at a different version of creation. Maybe Adam and Eve created equal, side by side.
It's like he's making a statement about gender roles way back then. Yeah. Subtle, Michelangelo. Subtle. Speaking of getting inside his head, though, we got to talk about his process. He didn't just paint this masterpiece in one go, right?
Oh, absolutely not. Michelangelo was all about the prep work. Luckily for us, he was a meticulous draftsman.
So we've got, like, rough drafts of one of the most famous works of art in history. Where are these things?
The British Museum actually has some of his sketches for the creation of Adam.
No way. What do they show? Give us the behind-the-scenes scoop.
Well, one is just of Adam's hand reaching out towards God. Incredibly detailed, done in red chalk.
Talk about focus.
Right. And then there's this other sketch. Art historians believe it's a study for the Adam figure. It's called Studies of a Reclining Male Nude.
Wow, Studies of a Reclining Male Nude. I feel like I should know this one. Refresh my memory.
It's incredible, really. You can see Michelangelo's fascination with the human form, especially muscles, how the body moves.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's so powerful. Even though it's just a sketch, like Adam is about to, I don't know, spring up or something.
Exactly. And you can see influences, like from classical sculpture.
Oh, right. Like those ancient Greek and Roman statues.
Exactly. Michelangelo was a huge fan, obviously. The way he depicts the ideal male body, you can totally see it there.
And that's all feeding into this final masterpiece we see on the ceiling.
Right. This wasn't just some random idea he threw up there. Years of study, practice.
It really makes you appreciate it on a whole other level.
Absolutely.
So, okay, we've gone from this simple image of the creation of Adam, which, let's be real, is not simple at all to begin with.
Uh-huh.
To uncovering all this symbolism, the hidden brain, the artistic process. What's the big takeaway for you when you look at this piece? What goes through your mind?
Honestly, I think Michelangelo is reminding us to look deeper, you know? Don't just take things at face value.
Good advice in art and in life, right?
For sure. He's saying, ask questions, find your own meaning. This isn't just about one story from the Bible. It's about art, faith, what it means to be human.
A masterpiece for a reason.
Definitely. And the best part, people will keep finding new things in it for centuries to come. That's what makes art so amazing.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Well, there you have it, folks. The Creation of Adam, a deep dive into art, anatomy, and the mysteries of Michelangelo.
And who knows what other secrets are waiting to be discovered.
So get out there, look closely, and keep those minds open. Until next time.